Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source. Here we go. It's time for your morning update for this Friday, March 29th, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, our weather for today, there is a chance for moderate to heavy snow from 1 to 4 inches possible. Now, this could be mixed with some light freezing rain, which is going to make it a whole ball of crap. Be careful out there. Our high today at about 37 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow. Your Saturday, 46. Now to Sunday, partly sunny and 44 degrees. Fire at North Dakota Eye Clinic last night caused by a pair of heated winter gloves. Fire department says they were dispatched just before 7:30. When crews arrived, they were met by cleaning crews on scene who relayed that they had extinguished a small fire with a dry chemical extinguisher. Fire crews found light smoke in the building and ventilated the area. Now, damage to the building was contained to a cabinet and a desk. It was found that the fire was accidentally caused by a pair of lithium-ion battery-heated winter gloves. Fire department is urging residents to read about lithium-ion battery safety on the Grand Forks Fire Department website. Two men were arrested after a report of a burglary in progress in Belgium Township in Polk County Wednesday have been identified and charged. Polk County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Robert Fish of Warren, Minnesota, and 34-year-old Richard Paulson of Emerado, North Dakota, both charged with conspiracy to commit burglary in the second and third degree. Fish was arrested shortly after a search started around 6 a.m. Wednesday. Paulson fled the scene but was taken into custody a few hours later. That investigation is continuing. Well, a Devil's Lake man facing several charges accused of threatening McDonald's workers and having to be physically removed from a building. Wayne Xavier Buckles facing six charges in relation to the March 22nd incident, two counts of trespassing, one count of preventing arrest, one count of disorderly conduct, one count of simple assault on an officer, and a charge of contact by bodily fluids. Court documents state that on several occasions throughout the day last Friday, he was asked to leave job service in Devil's Lake but returned. Eventually, officers had to physically remove him out of job service and into a squad car. Now, the document stated Buckles was also reportedly hassling and threatening customers, employees at McDonald's in Devil's Lake. Buckles is also accused of assaulting officers, headbutting, kicking and threatening a sergeant, and spitting on another officer while she was attempting to get a breath sample. His initial appearance in court, scheduled for April 15th, his bail is set at $20,000 cash only. Let's take a little break, hear from one of our sponsors, EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, three Democratic NPL presidential primary voting locations will be open today and tomorrow. We'll have one in Grand Forks here. Because of an influx of resources and volunteers, the polling locations will be open today from 4 to 7, tomorrow from 8 to 11 a.m. Now, initially, the Democratic NPL announced it would conduct its presidential primary via mail-in ballot, but later added some in-person sites. Grand Forks location, by the way, Archives Coffee House at 312 University Drive in Grand Forks. Voters must be a U.S. U.S. citizen, 18 years old by November 5th general election date, have a valid photo ID, and be a legal North Dakota resident with at least 30 days of residency. Finally, in sports, Matt Boldy scored the go-ahead goal in the first minute of the third period. Minnesota pulled away for a win over San Jose and St. Paul last night. Joel Eriksson-Ek and Ryan Hartman also scored for the Wild, who snapped the two-game skid. Now, Boldy added an assist, and Kirill Kaprizov finished with two assists. Wild play the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow at 2:30. NCAA hockey tournament yesterday, Denver, Boston, Cornell, and Minnesota won their games. UND plays Michigan. That game is tonight at 7:30. NBA tonight has the Minnesota Timberwolves at Denver Nuggets. That game's at 8 o'clock. And in Major League Baseball, Minnesota Twins kicked off the new season with a 4-1 win over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Two teams have today off. They'll play again tomorrow at 3:10. And that's your morning update, brought to you by the Indoor Racer Showcase. Join Grand Forks Best Source Saturday, April 6th for the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. You'll see sprint cars, late models, go-karts, and more. See your favorite drivers like Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Brendan Mullen, the Peterson family, and others too. This free event is open to the public and all ages are welcome. Enjoy spiced pork burgers, brats, and baked beans served by the Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team for a free will offering. There'll be reps from Beers Black Dog Barbecue, Casa M Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. Mark it down in your calendar, Saturday, April 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. All right, everybody, make sure you catch Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema tonight at 9 o'clock. Hey, have yourself a great weekend, and make sure you have yourself a wonderful Easter Sunday, too, all right? We'll be back again Monday morning. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. We're on like all of them, all right? And we all know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.